T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I got the news earlier today from a press release sent from their people. Ann and Nancy Wilson have been arguing and estranged for years. Haven't talked. They have been apart. When Heart tours, I think it's mainly been with Nancy Wilson. Ann appears on her own in different performances. Ann and Nancy Wilson are reuniting as Heart, back on stage together, and they're planning a tour right now with Joan Jett. That is epic. Awesome. Can't wait. Because this girl can sing, and Nancy's a fun guitar player. And it's just, it's Heart. I mean, it's not Heart without Ann and Nancy Wilson. So they're getting back together, and I think that is just awesome news. So far, I don't see New Orleans on the tour dates, but they're still developing that. The Scoot Report is our daily Facebook video. It's live right now. The conversation is going on. Well, the conversation's live. The post is up there. It's on our Facebook page, WWL Radio, and it is about the Grammys and how the Grammys were not political last night. I didn't see any Trump bashing. In fact, there were a couple of pro-Trump artists that you would not have expected on the red carpet, but that was not even part of the Grammys and the presentation. So we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Also, we will be talking about the Grammys in the next hour, and I'm going to be playing some of the winners from last night. I watched most of the show last night, and while a lot of that music is not really my genre, you know, I respect the artist, and I respect the fact that many of you like music that I don't like, and I like music that you don't like, and that's fine because art is very subjective. We like different things for different reasons. If you're just tuning in, we were talking about more car break-ins in Lakeview, and you know, maybe Lakeview is a target because there's a perception that it's an upscale community, so people would have nicer stuff in their cars, and also because maybe there's the feeling that there are not as many police there. Whether that is perception or reality, I don't know, but many of the thefts come from cars that are unlocked, so lock your cars. And we've also talked about whether or not not whether or not he should resign, but if you believe that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam should not resign, is it because blackface is not an insult or because he's changed? And I've gotten some texts saying, well, it could be both. Yeah, it could be. And, you know, if I do three things and if one of them is all of the above, or if I do four things and one of them is all of the above, you know, most people pick that. So to me, it's kind of a cop out. Usually I include the word more. So which is more the case? Is it more the case that blackface is not an insult, or is it more the case that you believe Governor Northam has changed? And to me, that just gets to the heart of it, rather than, you know, yeah, it's a little bit of both, which it might be, but which is more the case in your opinion? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Southern Baptist Convention. That's a church group. Many churches in the South, Southern Baptist movement. Sex scandal. This is unbelievable. Uncovered after an investigation from the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. Sex abuse within the churches of the Southern Baptist Convention. Over 250 people who worked or volunteered for the Southern Baptist churches have been charged with sex crimes. Since 1998, about 380 Southern Baptist church leaders and volunteers have faced allegations of sexual misconduct. That includes those who were convicted, those who were credibly accused, and those who were successfully sued, along with those who confessed or resigned. This happened more often in Texas than anywhere else where there are Southern Baptist churches. Now, you know what I'm going to say. If you know the show, you know what I'm going to say. I can't help but just immediately think about the judgment that many Southern Baptists have for gay rights and for the LGBTQ community. And look what they're doing. I mean, to me, this is the epitome of hypocrisy. Is a religious leader's involvement in heterosexual predatory sex less of a sin than gay sex? You know, some people will say yes. Because while heterosexual predatory sex is a sin, well, it's not an abomination. Do you know people will make that argument? I mean, do you realize God's watching all of you? I mean, he really is. He's paying attention to all this stuff. And it just seems to me that that is just the height of hypocrisy. I mean, this parallels what went on in the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church has done a lot to handle it. They didn't do enough in the beginning. They're doing a lot more now. And nothing has happened recently. So it appears as if Southern Baptist, and not all of them, don't judge all Southern Baptist churches by this. But let's just talk about this blatant hypocrisy. You're so against gay sex because you're a Southern Baptist, because it's an abomination of the Bible. And yet, how many of those involved, how many of the supporters and loved ones of those involved in this sex scandal had strong anti-gay opinions? I would say many, which makes them all hypocrites. And I mean, not just, oh, you're being hypocritical. No, I mean, this is the height of hypocrisy. This is about judging others because their sin is different from your sin. And boy, how popular is that? We all sin. But your sin's worse than mine. So I'm going to judge you, and I'm not going to judge myself. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, as of 2:14, 56% of your audience is totally hopeless. What's up with that? And that, I guess, is the 56% that say blackface is not an insult over Governor Northam has changed. So if you're on hold to talk about that, we'll stay with that. Also, we're talking about the car break-ins in Lakeview, but it goes for car break-ins really everywhere throughout this area. And do you agree with me that the Southern Baptist and religious people need to stop being so damn judgmental about some sins when they're committing their own? And I don't think there's anything, I don't think there's any difference between heterosexual predatory sex and gay sex. And yet it's the heterosexual predatory sex that gets hidden. It's the gay sex that they so proclaim is an abomination. Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Yeah, it's a sin. I mean, it's a sin. There's a predatory heterosexual sex is a sin. But isn't it amazing that it appears that some people think that's not as bad as gay sex? Explain to me that justification. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. We've also been talking about if you don't think Virginia Governor Northam should resign, is it more because you think blackface isn't an insult, or is it more because you believe Governor Northam has changed? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And we've also talked about the break-ins in Lakeview. I saw a story on Channel 4 Eyewitness News in my office before coming on the air. And there was some new surveillance video and more break-ins. And, you know, some people use a rock and break a window. And some people are just looking for open car doors. And some people disagreed with my observation that if you leave your car unlocked and you leave something of value in it, if thieves go into your unlocked car and steal something, then by leaving your car unlocked, you have helped finance the lifestyle of criminals. To join our show with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, Scoot, thanks for bringing up the sex scandal. It's not only Catholics. the most religious. It's not only Catholics, the most religious. It happens all the time. It's sad but true. Yeah, this scandal in the Southern Baptist churches, particularly in Texas, is just appalling. Since 1998, about 380 Southern Baptist church leaders and volunteers have been accused of sexual misconduct. They've either been convicted, credibly accused, they were successfully sued, or they confessed and resigned. And more of them worked in Texas than any other state. And how many of these very people will call into the show or support the whole idea that, well, that gay sex, that's an abomination? Well, what the hell do you think you're doing? Johnny, you're on WWL.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, listen, there's two things. One thing is, if you leave your car unlocked, you deserve anything you get. You deserve whatever you get. A broken window, your stuff taken out when you leave your car unlocked.
Well, if you leave it unlocked, they're not gonna break the window. And it seems as if there's a group of thieves, criminals, young criminals, that will take from an unlocked car, but they're not gonna go as far as break a car window.
Well, I knew some guys that used to boost radios back in the '90s. And the first thing this guy told me, he said the first thing I would do is check the doors, make sure they're unlocked. If they unlock, your radio is gone within like 20 seconds. That's number one. Number two, okay, I don't understand your polling because you're saying that if because we don't know what this guy's thinking about. I know what's come out of his mouth. I know he put the black face on, but we don't know what's in this man's heart. So
well,
we
no, that,
can
that's
determine
true.
If he feels different, you know.
Well, that's why I say, do you think he should not resign? If you don't think he should resign, is it more because you think blackface is not an insult or because you think he's changed?
Well, you know, we got to understand what the blackface is all about. You know, it's an insult because we came from slavery, from Jim Crow, you know, through a lot of, because and the only thing a black person had is their pride back then, because we had laws that kept us down. So the only thing we had was our pride. And when you see something like that, when a person that put that stuff on their face, it's a very insulting.
Yeah, so I talked about that. I talked about that so much last week, and then there are those who bring up Zulu, and maybe you can explain this better than me. But you know, first of all, a blackface is different than when Northam said he dressed up like Michael Jackson, or when the lieutenant governor Henning said he dressed up like his favorite rapper. To dress up like a specific black entertainer is one thing, but blackface reflects the epitome of racism, the height of racism in America, when blacks could not even play themselves on stage and white people had to put on blackface to portray them. So that to me is different than dressing up like somebody who, you know, you're imitating. The other thing is with Zulu, and maybe your opinion is different, but Zulu, this is sort of a mockery. It is part of, in some ways, the satire of Mardi Gras, and there are a lot of satires even in some of the more traditional Mardi Gras crews and parades. It's part of the satire there, and Zulu did it. So when they invited white members in, white members had to do it as well. And if it's something that is sanctioned by an organization that was founded by African Americans. To me, the message is, hey, we're doing this out of satire. It's different than a white person standing next to a person in a Klan outfit wearing blackface. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion. Well, in that situation, it's a choice. It's a choice that they have. It's either you come in, you know, to the Zulu thing. But see, I'm not from New Orleans, so I don't know your tradition down there. But for me, standing next to the Klan and you in blackface, this guy should resign because he's dealing with the public now. He's dealing with a whole wide race of people. So he got to resign. And it's not being Democrat, Republican. It's a respect thing. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
Johnny, understand, I appreciate your call. And from Metairie, James, welcome to WWL.
Well, hi, Scoot. Thank you very much. I looked at this article that's in the NOLA.com about the Southern Baptist church leaders and volunteers who molested or committed sex crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Something interesting popped out, Scoot. There are four names listed here. Three of the four are currently serving prison sentences. Now, we just had this whole list of priests from Orleans Parish, from Baton Rouge, Lafayette, and I think one other parish. Most of these guys, it seems, go to some place to retire or transfer to somewhere or whereabouts unknown. How come these Catholic priests aren't sent to prison like these Protestant molesters are, Scoot?
Well, they should be. I mean, they should be. The problem is that when this stuff was active, when this stuff was going on, the Catholic Church hid that, which is a deplorable thing. And the Catholic Church is now trying to reconcile it. Are they doing enough? Well, that's up to you to decide. But yeah, a lot of these priests should have gone. A few have gone to prison. But they should have gone to prison. And it's just appalling to me. And I mean, the Catholic Church is still trying to resurrect their, and I really believe they're trying. I've talked to Archbishop Gregory and Amy about this, Gregory Heyman about this. I've talked to a couple of priests about this. It seems like the Catholic Church is really trying. And we hear from the Pope that he feels like they're really trying. But this is a problem that goes way back. And it was just routine to take somebody who was molesting people and send him to a parish far away where he would do it again. And so the Catholic Church has a lot of past sins when it comes to this. But it's not just the Catholic Church. The Southern Baptists are guilty of it too. And I couldn't help but immediately think about how strong the Southern Baptist attitude is against gay rights. And that is based on the fact that the belief is gay sex is an abomination. Well, what the hell do you call heterosexual predatory sex? That's just as much an abomination, in my opinion. Justin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Stu, thanks for taking my call. Great sure. show. I was about to play drums, but when you brought up the sexual assaults at church, that I had to stop and call you. So,
well, you're sitting there. You got drums sitting there right there.
I'm sitting right there. Yeah, but I can't play them right now because I'm talking to you on the phone. So I want to talk about the sexual assaults in church. Let me tell you, my little brother was sexually assaulted by a Catholic priest at a boarding school, and he never recovered from it. He took drugs, and he's dead now. He was young. He died at 45, and I had found out that it had something to do with it. He never talked to about it. He was so embarrassed. And, you know, I want to tell you a story about a man named Father Donald Dickerson from Shreveport. He actually went to Jesuit. He actually taught a Jesuit here in New Orleans. He was at St. John Birchman's in Shreveport. He's assistant pastor. And my grandparents, God love their heart, they invited him over to dinner. And this man, while he was over at dinner, he was molesting two children. It already happened. And I hated the children. I don't blame Catholics or Baptists for their faith. Anybody who's not done anything wrong, I understand that. But this guy was sitting there in my grandparents' dining room and being nice, and at the same time, he had already been molesting two kids. And I hated the church so much, I left it. I left it.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, that's certainly understandable.
Well, my blood's boiling, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because I think the Catholic Church is not doing anything.
Well, I disagree.
They're just trying to cover it up.
No, I disagree.
And the Baptists will do the same thing, too, and we're supposed to go worship that God and everything like that, and we're going to be hypocrites and do this kind of stuff behind our backs. I mean, that really inflames me.
Yeah, well, I do disagree, though, that the Catholic Church is not changing. They maybe haven't changed as much as you want them to. Hey, very quickly, can you get on the drums right now?
I can play my drums right now.
Very
quick.
I got like 20 seconds, man. Just on the phone, just bang something out here.
Okay. I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to put it on the speaker. I'm
bang
put
it
on the speaker.
All right, be quick. All right, bang it out. Bang it out.
Hold on.
Got news coming up here. The guy's got drums here, so he plays. All right. Live drum music, not as loud as I thought. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be right back. Yeah, I mean, that's one way I would describe the sickness of predatory sexual aggression. I mean, I know it's not really love, but, you know, I mean, there's some kind of a love-lust thing involved there. These men love these young girls and young boys. And so this investigation has been revealed by the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News that since 1998, about 380 Southern Baptist Church leaders and volunteers have been involved in sexual misconduct or allegations thereof. And some have confessed, some have resigned, some have been convicted, some have been successfully sued. And much of this has happened in the state of Texas. And I couldn't help but immediately think about how many of those people have really staunch stances against gays based on the fact that gay sex is wrong. I mean, that's the foundation of much of the opposition to gay rights, is gay sex is wrong. Well, what about this? Whether it's the Catholic Church or Southern Baptist, I mean, it's clearly wrong. If you want to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, we have solved the mysterious echo. Now, if you weren't with us at the beginning of the show, once in a while it happens on this show, at the very beginning of the show, it's only the beginning of my show, a mysterious echo appears, and it suddenly goes away. A guy called up. I mean, we talked about it. We don't know what it was. A guy called up who listens to the show very intently. He figured it out. And we solve it right on the air. Ian Hoke has put that together in a podcast. It's on our website, WWL.com. Go up to the menu, Scoot page. Is that where it would be? On the Scoot page? All right. Yeah, just go to WWL.com and go to menu at the top, shows, click on the Scoot page, and it's there. Very, very interesting. From New Orleans East, to Ronald, you're on WWL.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm very good.
I'd like to say this. I don't agree with same-sex marriage because of AIDS. And secondly, is, you know, you use that old logo between Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. But the point is, people are gay. I think that it shouldn't be classified as marriage. I think it should be a reunion.
Okay.
And they should have all the rights that afforded couples if they want to live that lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I don't think the people that don't go along with it should be attacked and be condemned. It's not fair to them.
Do you think there's...
You have learned all your life and went to church, being a Christian, and then, you know, this comes out. Well, hey, it's signs of the times. President Obama, in his first run, was against gay marriage.
That's correct.
But then he found out the strength of the vote and how many closet people that were homosexuals.
That's not it.
And he started the campaign.
No, that's not it, Ronald.
They started.
There
remember
are not,
the
Ronald.
Old slogan?
Ronald.
Wait a minute. Hear me out, Skip.
My name
remember
is...
Remember the old slogan?
Yeah. All right, Bill. Ronald, my name is Scoot. I mean, hey, Ronald. Scoot. At least get my name right. I appreciate that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's okay. Go ahead.
Scoot.
Yeah.
Anyway, they used to say people in the closet. Well, when Obama got his second term, they said he was coming out of the warehouse.
Okay.
And there were prominent people in high positions that were gay.
Okay.
And he took advantage of that. Well, hey, I don't fault him for that, but I don't fault the people that don't believe in it. Elderly people have lived all their lives in the church, and now we have to be politically correct. You got to watch everything you say. You cannot say anything, you know, and it's terrible.
Ronald, I love the fact that you and I live in a country where you can call this show, and I'm the kind of host that will let you on and express your opinion, even though I totally disagree with you. So let's celebrate the fact that you can come on the air and express that opinion. A couple of points here. We, as a society, discovered that maybe a certain judgment is unfair. There were people who used the Bible to stand up against interracial marriage. That was wrong. So over time, people changed. We've evolved as a society. You know, from the beginning of mankind, we no longer drag women by the hair, which was the, you know, stereotypical image that you got when, you know, you see a Neanderthal. But here's the truth about Obama and about Bill Clinton and about anybody that didn't support gay marriage. Yeah, it was about politics. It was absolutely about politics. But Obama didn't change because of the number of gays in this country, which has remained about the same. The number of gays hasn't changed. It's still a very, very tiny percentage of the population. Too small to sway an election. But what did change was all of the other people, straight people, that changed their opinion and said, wait a minute, you know, we're not gay, but this isn't fair. Those are the people that tipped the scales, not just the gay community. There aren't enough. And that's not an insult. That's a mathematical observation. In the same way that there was a time when they were politicians who were railing against integration because it was good for the vote to say, you know, blacks do not deserve to be equal citizens. It wasn't just the black population. It was everybody else that became part of this trend to change attitudes. So we're still talking about a massive swath of the United States and not just a small number of gays in this country. If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, people like Ronald scare me. Another text says, are you gay? You know, we've already dealt with that on the air, and I don't think there's any need to cover that again right now. I don't want to waste time doing it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Southern Baptist involved in a sex scandal. Now, look, again, in the same way that you can't judge all Catholic priests or all Catholics by the behavior of some of the priest, you can't judge all Southern Baptist leaders, volunteers, or congregation members. You can't judge them by the behavior of some. But this is really some shocking news that over 250 people who worked or volunteered for Southern Baptist churches have been charged with sex crimes. And then since 1998, about 380 have either been charged or convicted or credibly accused or successfully sued or confessed or resigned. And again, I can't help but think about, again, how judgmental that group collectively tends to be when it comes to same-sex marriage and LGBTQ rights. And then when it comes to this, they don't really, well, they kind of look the other way. Or it's bad. I mean, it's a sin. It's terrible. But they're not out condemning it. They don't consider it to be an abomination. And to me, that is the height of hypocrisy. From Gentilly, Dan, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, you know, when I first tuned into the show, it was the part you were talking to the last caller. I didn't know what the total context was, you know, regarding the revelation about the Southern Baptist.
Uh-huh.
However, I do want to add again, because I've called on here before and said this. Of course, people who are gay should have full rights as everyone else. I'm not quite all of that accepting of same-sex marriage. However, I believe that the move for gay rights is a medium that other special interest groups are using. And I think there's a move to eliminate gender, degenderization, and a way to make pedophilia a little bit more acceptable in society.
Yeah.
That's what I believe that the overall gay rights movement will ultimately lead to, as we see.
But you're not equating gays with pedophilia.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
However, many gays, as well as heterosexuals, also, you know, that's supporting that. And people in the Southern Baptist movement, as we see, many of them are homosexuals and many of them are pedophiles, as is coming out now. But we do know that there is a connection between many people in these type of organizations, pornography and pedophilia.
But wait a minute. But there's a big difference between pornography and pedophilia. You're blending two things that don't necessarily go together.
Well, many pedophiles also distribute images of children.
Well, that's true.
Pornography.
As child pornography.
It just seemed like it almost, in many respects, go hand in hand. But I just wanted to make the statement: the movement to eliminate gender. You know, if you say you're a man, you know, we're coming to the point where don't say that because I'm offended because, you know, I'm I'm, you know, all these different terms, nutrisex. There's something called, oh my God, what this term is? They got all kind of terms coming out.
But
now.
Dan, I'm going to have to get to a break here. But I want to ask you, who's behind this? Who wants to make gender not an issue? Who's behind it?
Well, we have various special interest groups. There are people who are advocating that you shouldn't have separate bathrooms. You shouldn't have teams.
I'm not familiar with those. I'm not familiar with the groups that say we should have we should not have separate bathrooms. I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, well there are special interest groups who advocate that. There are many people who advocate.
Do you know one of the groups that I can look them up? A group that says we should have no separate bathrooms. Period.
Well, what about it?
What would the name of a group be? So I can look that up. I'd like to look that up.
Well, I don't know a particular name of a group, but I have seen the name of individuals that represented groups in various issues centered around bathrooms.
But I've never heard the movement of no separate bathrooms. Period.
Well, it's not so much a movement as you have special interest groups.
Well, I've never heard interest group saying no separate bathrooms. Period.
Well, you can begin the research process, and I'm sure you'll find them.
I'll have to do that, Dan. I do have to get to a break. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the information. Are there groups that are demanding no separate bathrooms? Period. I mean, I know about the whole transgender thing. But that's not asking for no separate bathrooms, period. Last night at the Grammys, I'm so proud that we played this band a long time ago on this show. Some listener sent me a text and said, man, you got to hear this band. This band is really good. They sound like Led Zeppelin. And they're a young band. And last night at the Grammys, they won Best Rock Album for the album From the Fire. This band is Greta Van Fleet. And this is the title track from the Fire. Just listen to them as we go to break. And these guys claim they were not influenced by Led Zeppelin, that this is just how they interpret music today and what they want to do. It's amazing. One best rock album, Grammys. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. WFUL. Last night at the Grammys, I was really impressed with her. That's her name. H period, E period, R period, her. And she won Best Rhythm and Blues Album. And this is a song called Losing. Young person, really, really impressed with her. So much integrity, she said she really doesn't deserve to be up there because she just has an EP. She doesn't have an album per se. But I'm just really impressed with this performer. H E R, her. There were some amazing moments at the Grammys last night. If you didn't watch, we'll be talking about some of the things that happened and some of the things that didn't happen, like the political speeches. So if you didn't watch, we'll give you a snapshot in the next hour, and I'll play some of the winners. Also, I'll talk a little bit about going to Panic at the Disco Saturday night at the Smoothie King Center. Amazing. Really, really impressed with Brendan Urie and that band. And they had a horn section. They're rock, but they had a horn section, violin. The guy's a great dancer. Diane Newman, our program director, was telling me before the show when I mentioned that, she mentioned that I had gone, and we talked about that briefly, and she said that Brendan Urie was on Broadway, and man, I can see it. The range of his voice is phenomenal. So for those of you who are so quick to judge today's young performers and say, they're nothing, remember, that's what your parents said about the Beatles. And the music that you liked. And there are some very, very talented people, very talented performers out there. And one of them is Brendan Urie. And you know, he's not going to go away. I mean, the guy plays piano, plays guitar, sings and dances, and plays drums. And I mean, he's not just a gratuitous drum player where, you know, I'm going to show you that I know how to, you know, keep a beat. No, man, this guy bangs it out on the drums. I mean, he does like a drum solo. So he's one hell of a drummer as well. So, again, we'll talk a little bit about that. But look, it's Monday afternoon, so in this last hour, let's just talk about the Grammys. I'll play some of the winners. We'll just talk about music. We can also talk about Ann and Nancy Wilson reuniting as Heart. Never thought that would happen because their riff was just so deep. I didn't expect them to come back together, but they're getting back together as Heart, and they're planning a tour with Joan Jett. Let's hope it comes to our area. Okay, so when we come back, we'll talk about the Grammys. The only politics in the next hour will be about how there was no Trump bashing at the Grammys. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.